For the 10 years that the Women's Manifesto has been in existence, there has not been much improvement in critical issues concerning women. For instance, women have not been central in the decision-making process, as it is still men who take those decisions. The Deputy Governor of Women's Manifesto Coalition, Ajua Bame, said this on Unique Breakfast Drive. She asked government to reserve economic policies which discriminate against women. She spoke with George Sapo.
To some extent, yes. There's been attempts at addressing the whole issue about the women's economic empowerment was to look at economic policies that have over the years affected the situation of women, that have made, of course, as a nation as a whole, but specifically how it has reduced women's access to economic development, as it were. So yes, over the years, you know, we've gone through all these structural adjustment programs and, you know, all those things. But we still have concerns because it has not been, and again, like we're talking about, men have taken those decisions. And so looking at the specific concerns of women has not been central to those decisions that have been arrived at. And we're saying that it's important that we look at those things step by step by step. I mean, there are a lot of demands that we put in the manifesto, but one, especially on the economic empowerment, one that is still important to us is that the government should take steps to reverse economic policies which discriminate against women. When we are looking at the issues, let's look at how it will affect women and how it will affect men, and look at how we can make it such that it provides equity in everything that we do. You understand? Because if we're saying water privatization and people have access to water, those who can't afford it still have other options of getting the good quality water, then we are getting somewhere. But otherwise, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Deputy Convener of Women's Manifesto Coalition, Ajua Bame. Meanwhile, the Foundation for Security and Development in Africa, FOSDA, is a member of the coalition. Its policy advocacy officer, Nakim Cephas Yakwa, said it is heartwarming to be celebrating 10 years of the manifesto. He ever says responses from government to the effect that women need to be supported has not been encouraging. He explains further.
We have engaged government, the MDAs, we've engaged them. They are aware, political parties are aware, and several NGOs and civil society organizations are constantly engaging them to get to understand that women need to be represented, women need to be supported, so that we can achieve what we actually are looking for.
And what will you tell us about the response?
The response hasn't been that good, if we will say, even though they are doing their best, but the response hasn't been that good. And we have a lot of statistics to prove that. Several legislations, including that of the national legislation, the constitution, have made provisions for certain things to be put in place so that women can feel comfortable and work, contribute their quota to the development of this country. But this has not happened. You see that percentages that are set aside for women are neglected. For instance, you take the 1998, there was a cabinet directive to have 40% of women represented on committees and boards. And this hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. And you see it, politicians who go to places and make commitments, they will make promises. In the end, it comes to naught.